Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, text them in 713-572-4610 on the DWIattorney.com text line. Text in anything you've got going on that needs advice. Let's hear from you, people. Where are you? 713-572-4610. Just a follow-up to the previous segment talking about Pharrell. He may be being a mouthpiece for Cushing, but he sure is being a crappy friend for putting him in that position. Don't put other people's business out in public, especially on national radio. Pretty crappy. I was a little surprised about that.
I was too. But he doubled down. That's the surprising
thing. On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, he doubled down on Twitter.
Yep, he did. So, all right, so...
I got a question for you, Laura.
Oh, Laura Reynolds is here, by the way.
Hi, Laura. Hello. I missed you,
Teddy Bear.
All right, you guys shut up while I talk to Laura. So, I'm curious on what all the traditional gifts, the customary traditional gifts during this time, what is like one of your... Like, what is your favorite traditional gift? Is it candy?
Oh, for Valentine's Day, you mean?
Yeah, because we got Valentine's Day right around the corner.
Hmm.
Well, is it candy? Is it candles?
Got to be the spa, right?
You know, I do like the spa best, you know, because
spa is a traditional gift.
Okay, but here's the deal. Because when you do like a dinner reservation, you're packed in there like sardines because everybody goes to dinner on Valentine's Day, you know, and then they're rushing you through the service and everything like that. And instead of being enjoyable, I feel rushed, you know, I don't like it.
Would you like somebody to make you dinner on Valentine's Day as opposed to going out and being rushed?
Yes.
Everybody's thinking what to do for their girl on Valentine's Day. That's some good advice right there.
That's sexy. And if you're going to get flowers, send them to the office, not to the house, because every girl wants to brag that she got flowers.
That's amazing.
They like the flowers to show up while all their friends are watching.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big jealousy factor.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I have to confess something. So I had a couple days off, you know, and then the weekend, of course. I have never, ever watched any Harry Potter movies.
Me neither.
Because I thought they were stupid.
Right.
I watched all seven this past
wait,
4 days.
Wait, what?
And
wow.
They were awesome.
What? No kidding.
Yeah.
I love it.
Should I reconsider?
Yeah.
I mean, there were
some slow parts, but I mean, otherwise, I mean, I watched
all seven.
And
you got into the characters hardcore, knew them all. Yeah.
Well, and somebody told me on Facebook that I really need to go read the books now because the books are even better.
That's what everybody says.
Do you mind if I ask, like, why all of a sudden did you decide I'm going to sit down and watch these Harry Potter movies that I've never wanted to watch before?
I emceed an event at 2020 Exhibits on Sunday for the Super Bowl, and it was a six-hour event, and that means, you know, being on your feet that amount of time. So Monday morning, I wake up, and I'm like, ugh, you know. Everything hurts from being up.
But you're off.
I'm off.
Yeah.
And so normally I like to kind of watch dark movies, you know, or TV series.
Yeah.
And I just decided, you know what? I want something fun where I don't have to engage my brain and, you know, I don't have to really pay attention. And
so you binge watched.
I binge watched Harry Potter. HBO has the complete collection out right now.
Oh, like on demand?
If you want to go back to dark, Stranger Things on Netflix.
Oh, I already watched all that.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was watching, Ray Donovan. That's really dark.
I've heard that's really good.
It's good.
First season of Fargo is
unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
I've only seen like a couple episodes and I can't get it now. I have a friend who
watched on Qantas
the last
on my way
couple.
Back from
last couple, but not the first season. I can't get it. So.
That first season is killer. I've heard none of the following seasons come close. One more, Peaky Blinders, which I promoted to these guys. It might be in my top five all-time gang shows.
That one's good.
It is absolutely amazing. And I just watched the last season, season four.
I'm
going to
do
another season in 2019.
I'm not that caught up. But also, what's the one? Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
It's in my top five.
That's good.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's why I
normally watch that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Wire. And I just wanted something that I didn't have to engage my brain. So
goes without saying, Sopranos.
Yes.
Thank you, Laura, for that.
Everybody knew that was a
best show ever.
Here we go. Ted, going to Denver for spring break with the wife. We're foodies and love nightlife. Any recommendations? Zero. I don't know Denver that well. I can find out for you. I got friends there that could definitely help you out.
I would say the nightlife wise in Denver, because I lived in Denver for three years.
Yeah, I'm trying to
there
think.
You go.
Yeah.
Some of the sections.
Lodo.
Yeah.
Lodo is where you want to go. Lower downtown.
That's right over outside by Coors Field. Yeah.
Yep, it's right by Coors Field. A ton of great, really kind of bars and restaurants with a lot of character.
Yep. I call downtown Denver like Austin on steroids.
Yeah.
It's great. It's kind of like that, man.
The two areas to hang out, Lodo, which is lower downtown, and then the 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
Which is, it's literally 16th Street, but you can't drive on it. It's only a walking street.
A few years ago on Christmas Day, we had a great steak at Elway Steakhouse
That's a
good steak.
The Denver Chop House is really, really good as well. Yeah, they've got some good restaurants. But you hang near Lodo, you're going to find everything you need down there.
There you go, man.
Yep.
Okay, here's one for you. My buddy was just diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. He's under the age of 30 and tells us not to worry. He'll be fine. I know he doesn't want us to worry, but I found out he has just under a 50-50 chance of survival. What can I do to help him out in any way?
Time. I mean, right? Assuming he's going to begin treatments at some point, he's going to need people to do things for him.
Yeah.
Right? Time is the greatest gift.
Yeah. And you know what? I would make something specific, too. Like, if you know he has chemo on Thursday at 2 o'clock, tell him, I'm picking you up. You know,
that kind
whatever
of thing.
Whatever Absolutely. It's, you know, specific. So that way, you know, because if you throw it out there, what can I do for you? The person may not think about it.
That's
or they,
a good call.
They might pull you off.
It may be difficult.
Or you're in the zone today.
Yes. Insist on helping.
Dang.
I agree.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right.
That's a really good answer. Yeah.
No, Laura's crushing it. You got this one right here, Steve from Humble?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, guys. How messed up is this? I got my ex-mother-in-law living with me because she lost her house. And down on her luck, but she takes care of my three-year-old when I'm at work. So it's a nice trade-off. Now, I have my ex-sister-in-law living there with her kids. Was in a relationship. Where are we at now? I don't know where we go. Steve, where are you at, buddy?
Oh, there it is. The ex-wife really doesn't like it. How much does that... Well... Okay, it's three texts, and it doesn't tell the whole story.
Be concise.
Yeah. Now I have my ex-sister-in-law living there with her kids. I'm just going to say she was in a bad relationship. The ex-wife really doesn't like it. How much does that? I guess I think what Steve is asking is things are probably kind of stressful on the home front. I would imagine with your entire family of in-laws living.
It's hard to go. It's hard to set boundaries now after you just kind of like let everybody.
Well, you can't kick the mother-in-law out. She has no home.
Right.
And she's been helpful.
You know
there.
What you can do? You can set goals. You can say, "Hey, I need you out by and maybe not the mother, but the sister-in-law." You can say, "Hey,
limits,
but restrictions." And if they don't look for a job every day, all day, then they're out.
Right. I agree, Ted.
How's that?
Set expectations. Sean, I feel like this one's probably more for you because Ted and I have never really had a real job.
Okay.
I'm headed to my national sales meeting in Albuquerque tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it okay to only pack one suit for the weekend, or do you guys do different suit every day?
Define weekend. If it's 4 days, no. If it's 2 days, yeah, you can get away. Like, but if you have two suits, bring two suits, man.
Right, I agree.
You don't
want
to be the guy.
Yeah.
The only reason I caveat is this could be some young kid right out of college going to the first sales meeting at the company, and you can't afford to buy a second suit yet or something. So make sure you change up the shirt and the tie as much as possible to distract that you're wearing the same suit. But man, bring two suits. Bring two suits. And even if it's 4 days, you can bring two suits and
I
just
agree.
Flip back and forth. And just make sure you're wearing different shirts and ties and whatnot.
That's it. That's all you got to do,
That's
man.
All you got to do. Yeah,
it's worth bringing it.
Yep.
Laura, someone's asking you for best Valentine's Day gift ideas under $25.
Under $25.
Personal massage.
Well, yeah, you could do personal massage or a special bottle of wine. You know, I'm trying to think of what else.
Can't get much of a massage for under $25.
No, that's no.
You can get
at the mall.
Hey, yes. Yes.
You can get some good wine for under $25.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can definitely do that.
You can get 20% of a massage.
You can get
20% of it done.
The small box of Godiva is like $15 or $18, so you could do that.
Yeah.
Partial massage.
Just get partial
body.
Just get your feet massaged.
If they massage.
Well,
that
would be a pedicure, and that would be $25.
Yeah. Okay,
so there
right.
you go. You could do.
Oh,
a pedicure.
There you go. Pedicure.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Go get you a pedicure, a manicure. There you go. Bam.
Oh, okay. Here's a follow up
clarification.
To Steve's question. Sorry, my text was messed up. But the sister in law was in an abusive relationship. Yeah. That's what the word that got garbled.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Yeah. My question is it messed up having my ex wife's family living with me? Not if they need to. You know, not if you're getting your sister in law. Your ex wife's family living with you? No, not if you're close with them still.
No. I think that says something about you, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that says you're a good human being.
Yeah.
I think it's, maybe like on the outside looking in, you know, people would say, wow, but dude, you know what? Family is what you make it.
I can speak.
Family is what you make it. It doesn't have to fit perfect. If you consider them that your friends and you're close to them, don't care. Who cares what the outside world thinks?
I can speak from experience on that. Like my ex-wife's, I'm still very close with my ex-wife's family. They've, like, her siblings have come and, like, stayed at our, like, they've stayed a night at our house before with me and Amy.
Yeah.
Amy's friends with them. So it's all about how friendly you are.
I'm like, still,
they're still people.
My stepson, I haven't been married to his mom in 7 years. I'm still very close with my stepkids. You know, they're like family.
It's
not
messed
up what you want.
If you're helping another human being.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. I have to confess, I'm a 50-year-old male who's watched all the Harry Potters and read the books. Kids got hooked, and I had to figure out what was the big deal. Excellent watches and reads. I feel like this guy's kind of... I feel
validated.
He might even be hitting on you,
Can
Laura.
I be honest? Can I be honest on some of that? It's like, if you don't remember the first one or how it started or the genesis, then it's hard to watch 4, 5, 6, and 7. So it's like, you really... You got to go back and start all... If you're kind of confused, because I'm kind of confused on what the hell's going on. I know Harry Potter's the main guy. There's these schools. There's like the good school,
Hogwarts.
The bad school, you know... That kind of thing, and they do a lot of games. But other than that, I don't know much about it.
Johnson Movie Report.
I almost want
Needs
you to
be
get
a weekly segment.
I almost wanted to start doing a Ted Johnson movie review segment. You got a bunch of games.
Let's play some games.
There's some good kids and some bad kids. There's some warts with some hogs.
There's some magic going on.
You know what sealed it for me though was at the very end of the seventh movie, part two, when they at the very end of the movie. They leaped ahead 19 years to show what happened to the three of them.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I'm not telling what happened. I'm just saying that's what sealed it for me. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
So that was at least the coolest way to cap off a series of movies, huh? Yeah. You like that? That's cool.
The follow-up. Why don't they stay with the ex-wife, especially if she doesn't like it? You know what?
That's a whole
different. We don't do follow-up questions to get into
this
the personal
This is not an ongoing
angle.
Dialogue.
Sorry. Yeah.
Should I get a fleece or flannel robe? Don't know if it's from a guy or a girl. Fleece or flannel?
Fleece or flannel.
A flannel.
Yeah, I don't. Flannel. Really, I was going to go fleece.
Much more comfortable.
But fleece is really warm.
I'm trying to figure out.
Flannel's
warm too.
Flannel's warmer.
You can't
go
wrong.
It's more comfortable.
How about that?
Silk.
Next level.
Not warm though.
Garter belts. Silk, you're right.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.